Again, our procedure for this press conference will follow what we've been doing. We'll have opening comments from Coach Matta. Following that, we'll have questions directed at our student athletes who are here with us tonight. When they're dismissed, they'll leave, and then we'll have questions for Coach. We'll follow the same format we've been following. Please state your name, your media affiliation, when you're called. With that, Coach Matta.
Well, obviously, I thought a high-level college basketball game, by the way, it's supposed to be in the regional finals. We beat a tremendous basketball team tonight, and it's funny. I thought our guys, we off to a good start. Joe got a little bit of foul trouble. Everybody kind of pulled together, and something we've been preaching with this basketball team, and came down the second half, guys making big plays, and we told them, to win this game, somebody was going to have to step up and make plays, and fortunately for us, all these guys, and Lindell is they're finishing up his stitches. They put four in, so they're doing them again now, but he's going to be fine. But very proud of these guys, and what they've been able to accomplish thus far in the season.
So we'll have questions for our student athletes, and again, direct it, please, either Jared, Aaron, or William. That'll make it easier, and we'll start right here up front.
This is for Jared. Kevin Walsh, Comcast Sports Center, New England. Jared, you sat about 13 minutes in the first half, yet Syracuse wasn't able to pull away. Did you kind of get the feeling that Coach was going to sit you out for what was left, and then you would use that energy to go crazy in the second half like you did?
I knew Coach Miles was going to sit me, but, these guys, they played without me before, and so they know what they have to do, and we just kept competing on the defense end. I think that's what that won the basketball game off on the first half. That's what half the game so knotted up. So, but it's not the first time they played without me, so I'm just proud of these guys.
The next question is down in front.
Kevin Goldwise, teammates in Boston. William, after struggling in the last game, just talk about how having your game today, just how redeeming that was.
I'm focused on my teammates. I have great confidence in me. So, I just came out and just tried to have fun and play my game. Just wanted to play hard and help each other out on defense and try to get, move the ball on offense. So, helps us out a lot.
Our next question will be down in front on the left.
I've heard Gould, Chicago Sun-Times. Aaron, could you talk about Lindell in the second half and what he did for you guys?
He did a lot for us. Whether it was offensively or defensively, he stepped up and made a couple big shots for us. And on the other end as well, he did a good job of keeping their great guards in front of him and trying to do his best. He was a little out of it the first half after getting hit and getting those stitches, but he did a great job at halftime, kind of regrouping and sticking together, and he knocked down some big shots for us.
Right down here in the left, Jared, Bob Hunter from the Columbus Dispatch. Can you talk about the development of some of these guys? Amir didn't play hardly at all during the year. Tonight he played 9 minutes in the first half and did pretty well. Lindell wasn't really a scorer much early in the year, and he ends up getting 18 points tonight, the biggest game of the year.
Lindell had big games before. Prime example, when we played Indiana, and then when we played Michigan. Lindell, the bigger the game, I think the better he plays. And with Amir, Amir always had talent. It's just unfortunately he's playing behind me and Evan at the time, and so watch out for him next year. But those guys, they played big when it came to a big time game. I thought that was tremendous for the staff.
Our next question is on the far left.
Yeah, for Aaron, Bob Baptist, Columbus Dispatch. You were up 8, I think, when you were 6, when you fouled out. Wondered, Shannon's coming in cold off the bench, facing the press. I wondered if you had any words for him, just to how to handle that situation. It was getting a little tight there down the stretch.
I had a couple words for everybody, but I don't know if they were too good. I was just trying to keep us all together, help everyone understand. The game wasn't over. That with their ability to shoot the free ball and traffic and things like that, it would be easy to turn the tide. We had great confidence in Shannon. I harassed him every day in practice. I hope that helps him when he gets in games like this. You know, he did a good job coming to the ball when he needed to and things like that. So give him a lot of credit for finishing the game.
Our next question is over here on the right in the corner.
Jared, we have Dan Duggan of Boston Herald. He basically said this is the reason why you came back to school, so can you just describe the feeling and, you know, what it feels like to accomplish this?
You know what, honestly, I appreciate everybody that doubted this basketball team. Said we was the underdog, said we wasn't good enough, said we wasn't mentally strong enough, physically strong enough, too young, immature. I mean, we heard it all. And when we was going through that slump in February, everybody saying this basketball team was kind of on the downhill. We had negative comments, and I just want to thank y'all because we just, through all the adversity, we constantly pushed through that. And I'm so proud of these guys, and it's just, I mean, we came from nothing, according to y'all, to something now. And we know that hopefully it's not our last game, so we just trying to play hard and play smart and just, you know, not going down to New Orleans for vacation is a business trip.
Next question is over on the left in the back.
This is for Aaron, Doug Tribune, National Public Radio. Just along the same lines of the question to Jared, can you just kind of walk us through what you were thinking when you realized the game was in hand and you realized you were going to advance to the Final Four?
Excitement, you know. Midway through the season, I think we had to do some soul searching as a basketball team, and we had some good times, and we definitely went through a rough patch where we lost like 3 of 5, and I don't think any of us have really dealt with that before, playing basketball or any competition that we've been in. So I think the coaching staff did a great job. They stayed positive with us and stuck with us, and I think we did a good job as a basketball team. Understanding, you know, we still could accomplish what we wanted to, and that started with the Big Ten and winning that, and just trying to make a run in the NCAA tournament. And right now, I think we're doing a good job of sticking together, understanding, you know. And that's what this is about, and just really proud of these guys for sticking together, and hopefully we can come out and play good basketball next week as well.
Question on the far left, guys.
William, over here. Since the other two guys already answered what it's like to go to the Final Four, you've been here the longest. I think your first year you were in the Final Four of the NIT, right?
No, I'm sorry.
They're all running together. Just with what you've been through the last 3 years in the NCAA tournament and finally getting through the Sweet 16 a couple days ago, what does this feel like for you, to your senior year, to be able to do this?
It feels great. Nobody on the team has ever made it this far. You know, the past few years they got put on the Sweet 16, so to make it this far is just sort of a relief. You know, to know that hard work pays off. You know, we all been working hard, you know, throughout the summer and throughout the season, and, you know, to make it to the Final Four is just great for us.
We have time for one last question for our student athletes, and it will come down in front. On the right.
Jack Carey, USA Today. Aaron, just your feelings today with your, I assume your brother did get deployed today, is that right? Your feelings on the whole kind of day you've been through with him and going to the Final Four and everything at one time.
Yeah, I talked to him this morning. They kind of get to where they're going to take off from, and then just try to sit there until they tell him to go. The first time he sat around for a while, I talked to him this morning, and we had the going away, you know, talk, and you know, and he just told me to enjoy it, you know. He wishes he could watch and be here, but he's doing something more important, and it just keeps everything in perspective. I'm just really happy that I was able to enjoy this and with our basketball team and with all these guys, and hopefully we can continue to do so next week.
Thank you guys very much. We appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations. And now we'll take questions for Coach. We'll start in the back. And again, if you identify yourself and your media affiliation, that helps us. So start right from the back.
Doug Murray, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Dad, you've had lots of success in your coaching career, but the job that you and your staff and your players did to get through this season and reach this point, what do you think of what you guys have done as a team through the entire year to achieve this?
You know, it's funny, Doug, I don't know if it's completely sunk in yet, you know, just from what we've, everything, you know, as soon as Dan's got me doing this, that, but it takes a moment to reflect. I mean, I don't know if I can be prouder of a basketball team in terms of what everything that they've been through, and not bad. You know, we never lost two games in a row. You look at the losses we had this year, hard-fought games. But I think the thing that makes me the most proud is these guys kept getting better. And just like I talked to them a second ago, they have to keep the same focus when we go back into practice. When we go back into film, you know, whoever we're playing, we'll find out tomorrow evening. The preparation's got to be there. And the thing that I enjoy the most about this team is they've grown to enjoy the process. And I think that's something as a head coach that you look for with your team, that they enjoy that.
Next question is going to be Dan here on the left.
Matt McCoy, WTBN. Along the lines of Doug's question, it was 4 weeks ago when you told us after those counts and we kicked the guys out of practice. What happened? Did you see anything drastically different within the guys, within the team, after that Wisconsin loss that developed to allow you to win those last two games and be where you're sitting today?
Yeah, you know, it's hard because each team, each guy, each day is different. I think that loss opened their eyes and said, hey, we're not as good as maybe we think we are. And I think that allowed us as a staff to say we have another gear. We have we can play better basketball. We can play more together. We can prepare better. And, you know, as hard as that loss was to take, you know, having a lead down the stretch, we missed some free throws. You know, maybe it got us pointed in the right direction. But, you know, I didn't see, you know, the thing I saw after that was when we weren't, let's say, practicing well, guys knew it and they could correct it. And that's probably the number one thing right there.
Coach, your next question is going to come over on the far left.
I'll pull you back off those other two questions. A couple weeks ago, one of your assistants told me that he thought it might be your best coaching job this season because of all the buttons you've had to push. I'll let you evaluate how this season ranks with you, but also, have you ever pushed more buttons as a head coach than you had to this season?
No, I don't think so. It hasn't been a challenge because we got great kids. But there's been, you know, just this team is still so young, and you know, you're still trying to learn what gets them going, from that. But I kind of enjoyed that challenge because they've been receptive to what we've asked them to do, and you know, as all, you know, even our own children fight us on certain things. But I think they have an understanding of let's play for the team and good things will happen for me. And you know, as we tell them all the time, the more you give of yourself, the more it's going to come back to you. And I think that, you know, if you look at what we've done here in the NCAA tournament, that's been the exact, you know, thing that's happened for us.
Question over here on the right.
Bill Lewis from Cleveland playing Baylor. Said a comment on Lindell tonight and the cut over his eye, the whole regional he had here. Could you have expected that from him? He's had flashes of various things all season, but maybe not back-to-back like this.
Well, I tell you what, it's funny because as crazy as it sounds, he had lost his man in, on defense and given up a three and then came down and threw kind of a wild pass that almost got picked off. And I was literally saying, he doesn't have it at the moment, let's get him out, we'll talk to him. And then he bangs a three, and I'm like, he's back. And so we let him ride it out. But, you know, the runner he had up over, I don't know which one it was, but, you know, he played great basketball.
Was that?
Yeah, road game. Yeah, and, you know, knocked down his free throws when we needed him. You know, you love to see him, you know. The funny thing is he was shooting those threes tonight. As we ended shoot around this morning or this afternoon, he had made 25 straight from the corner, and I'm like, okay, he's on. I was counting them for him, and you know, I felt like he'd have a pretty good shooting night. But, you know, Lindell has learned the value of commitment, the value of hard work, and couldn't be happier with how he played.
He said when he came back, he was having difficulty seeing the lights, and he switched up to the offensive. Did you know that? Did you know he had a vision impairment?
No, I didn't. No. I'll tell you what, I know he's messed up. He said they were switching defense. They played 2-3 zone the entire night. Okay. He was a little busy.
Our next question is going to come over on the left, Coach.
Bob Hunter, Columbus Dispatch. Dan, also on Lenzel. Early in the year, he didn't score hardly at all. And in the biggest game of the year, he scores 18 points. He was really a clutch player in the second half. Did you see that early? We were talking the other day about not seeing this team win 30 games. And I don't know whether early in the year you would have seen Lenzel score 18 points like this in this game, or Amir play 9 minutes in the first half more than Jared did. Can you just comment on that, look for the development of those guys?
I think with Lenzel, as I said the other day, when he's thinking, how do I help this team, good things happen for him. And you know, the thing that he's probably done the best job of is figuring out how to play off of everybody else and finding the seams. And you know, they're shading where Will is, and he can find that space. I've seen him, you know, continuing to work after practice and developing a little bit more every day. You know, as we started the season, he was, his motor, his energy in practice in early October was incredible. And I thought he could have a heck of a season for us, especially on the defensive end. You know, with Amir Williams, it's funny because, you know, I think dating back when he came back for Christmas, he's been tremendous in practice, and if you really look across the board when he's gone in and when it mattered, he's done a heck of a job for us at Kansas, up at Michigan. You know, he gave us some great minutes, and you know, he went in there tonight and did his job, and that's what we needed him to do.
Down here on the right, Dan White for Yahoo Sports. Sam, what's it like trying to climb that ladder?
You notice I had guys to catch me. They know. I have no balance. And as crazy as it sounds, the race picks it up, but it doesn't stop from going sideways. So, yeah, they were there to catch me in case I fell.
Guys in the locker room were talking about how watching you all year helped them appreciate and learn toughness, resilience, and not complaining. What's it like to hear that?
Well, it I wish it was somebody else that they were talking about, but you know, I think that I don't know, it makes me feel good that they, you know and you know, when they do complain, a lot of times I'm saying, hey, it could be worse, trust me. And but you know, the funny thing is how they protect me. And if they know if there's a loose ball and they're within distance to stop so they can't run me over. Guys have jumped in front of me before in practice and taken a hit so I wouldn't get hit. But that, you know, that, I think that's the relationship that you know, I want with this basketball team, because quite honestly, I'll do it for them too.
Next question's over here on the left.
Pat Brennan from the OSU Lantern. Coach, I just came from the locker room and I saw that the words national championship are inscribed on the whiteboard. And I'm wondering if people in your camp have already turned the page and are ready to get down to New Orleans. And at what point this week are you going to cut the celebration off and start to focus on Saturday?
Well, I think New Orleans is a celebration type town, so we're just going to keep rolling right in there. Now, I think one of the guys wrote that up there. You know, this team, and as a coach, you know, I've been a head coach now for 12 years, and the one thing I've always tried to do is enjoy the special moments. We don't know who we're playing yet. And, I think taking the time to celebrate is something that they deserve. I would say when we get back in on Monday, it'll be time to go to work, and you know, we've got a week to prepare for either North Carolina or Kansas and get ready to go.
Got time for a couple more questions for Coach. We're going to have one on the right.
Paul Doherty, Cincinnati Inquirer. In reference to Bob's question about button pushing, How much of what you've done this year has been with the mental aspect of the game as opposed to teaching players how to play?
It's a heck of a question. I don't know if I could put a percentage on it. You know, the one thing I think that why the button pushing, if you will, or just the mental side of the game is so important because of the youthfulness of this team. You know, I mean, you're looking at a team that had two starters back, and you could say that Aaron was a starter last year, played 29 minutes a game. But there were so many unknowns. You had guys that didn't understand how we wanted to practice. We didn't understand the value of teamwork. And I think those are the things of at shoot around or at practice yesterday, reminding a player to tuck his shirt in. You know, it's 139 practices, please tuck your shirt in. You know, those types of things. And having how they mess with me to see what it is. But I think, Paul, that's the biggest thing we've tried to establish here in 8 years is just the culture and environment for this program and how we want to do things. And I think that's where a lot of it comes, the button pushing, because there were so many unknowns with the team and guys in their own minds thought, hey, I'll be John Viva, I'll be Dave Whitey. But we didn't need them to be. We needed them to be themselves and play their best basketball.
This question over here on the left. Dan Ventura, Boston Herald. Can you talk about the luxury of being able to sit Jared for so long in the first half and not be affected terribly on the scoreboard?
Yeah. Great luxury. I think, you know, we were talking, you know, how long, what does it get to before we put them back in? And, you know, those guys fought and did a tremendous job of holding status quo. As we went at halftime, you know, they said, hey, no blood, 0-0, we got 21 minutes to do it. And, you know, I feel good that he was getting rest and you know, I knew he was going to play well in the second half. There was no doubt about that.
And then a question right next to me.
Ted, you mentioned two of your favorite players, Stiebler and Leidy. You were asked yesterday if you had heard from either those two or Dallas. Have you, or if you know any of the players, heard from those guys?
I have, yeah.
You know, who have you heard from and what did they say?
Just great job. I think John texted me, great job after the game the other night. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah.
And our last question will come in the back on the left.
Coach, Doug Tribune, National Public Radio. Just to close, I know it's something you've been striving for and you're in it all the time, but is there a surreal aspect? How does it feel to actually make it into the Final Four after being shut down in the Sweet 16 the last couple of years?
It feels great. I mean, I think this is 2 in 5 years for us. 6 years, I'm 07, 12, I think that's six. Six. I've never understood the year thing math-wise. That says five. I went to Butler, that says five. It is 6 years. I'm excited. I think, you know, 6 years ago, I probably didn't enjoy the moment as much as I wanted to or needed to. But truth be told, I probably won't enjoy this one either. And we'll get down there and try to play our best basketball.
Thank you all very much. Thank you, Coach.
You.